You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, May the 17th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme this evening at Punchestown, which at time of recording is set to run on good ground. One or two showers are forecast, but nothing of any great quantities, as that most of the UK are set to get pretty much the majority of the rain today. So we should be okay here this evening with regard to selections early doors. The highlight is the 6:15, where we've got a decent 2-mile handicap chase in which several re-oppose after clashing here at the Punchestown Festival 20 days ago. So do keep an eye on that particular race. Lots of other good handicaps scattered around the card. My best bet comes on the card later on in the 8:15. And hopefully we should have a decent night here tonight, as there do looks to be one or two decent bets here at the County Kildare venue. On to race one then, and this doesn't look a particularly strong novices chase. However, we have two or three pretty useful horses for this time of year. None more so than Townsend, who finally got off the mark at the second time of asking over fences with a smooth display at Nace a couple of starts ago when he made all the running. Unfortunately, he was in quite deep against Stable Companion last time out here at the festival when he fell midway down the back straight behind Great Field. How he would have gone on that day is anyone's guess, but he remains a useful prospect, and the good ground shouldn't be too much of an inconvenience because he has won on this surface in the past. However, he does face a stern opponent in the shape of Potter's Point, and Gordon Elliott's charge is the selection. He was the winner of a beginner's chase at the Ferry House Festival in pretty decisive fashion, landing a bit of a gamble into the bargain. Went then to the Punchestown Festival for only second start in what turned out to be a red hot handicap. He didn't disgrace himself back in fifth behind Jessica Harrington's Don't Touch It. The feature of that race is the very strong time figure. And if he wouldn't have made a slight mistake at the last, he probably would have been a little bit closer than he was at the finish. Therefore, around about 11 to 4 this morning, I do think that this 7-year by Robin Deschamps is the value in the first race of the night.
Race 2.
On to the 6:15 then, hugely competitive fair here, in which quite a few of these, as I mentioned at the top of the piece, clashed back in on the 27th of April at the Punchestown Festival. It was the race that, of course, went the way of Don't Touch It, but the likes of Kayla Knowing, Never Rush a Con, Mr. 51 and Shadow Catcher all take their chances here again. And of that quartet, I think the safest option has to be Never Rush a Con for the informed Jessica Harrington stable. Although he doesn't win very often, he's largely a consistent sort, and his last two runs certainly back up that view. That run behind Hurricane Ben was followed up with a very good third behind his Stable Companion here 20 days ago when he was doing all his best work at the finish. Decent ground, very much in his favour. He should get a fairly strongly run race as well, because there are plenty of front runners in tonight's field, including the Conquer Club and more so Killiney Courts. So hopefully he should get the perfect setup. So Never Rush a Con, around about 6-7-1 this morning, is the each way choice in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, which looks a very competitive 3-mile-1 handicap chase. And you have to feel a little bit sorry for Stonehall Jack not coming here off the back of a victory down in Roscommon last time out, where he unbelievably got beat in the dying strides of that well-run affair. He cut out most of the running in the hands of David Splane, jumped beautifully all the way around. But then, unfortunately, he made quite a few uncharacteristic errors in the home straight, which ultimately cost him victory. Mistake two out, and indeed at the last, just set him back a bit, and he couldn't quite get away from Carol Rose and Thomond on the running. However, the feature of that race was the way he attacked his fences in the verve and the panache that he showed during that race. And hopefully he can do exactly the same again tonight in this slightly weaker race. He's got top weight for a reason. Dylan Robinson takes a handy five off. On good ground at a track that should suit, I'd expect Stonehall Jack to be very hard to beat there. Mr. Bossman, he's always worth a mention at his happy hunting ground. He fell the last time we saw him over hurdles down in Cork, but subsequently he's been doing quite well on the flat. He managed to win the charity race here at the Punchestown Festival on the very last race of the meeting. And he followed up that run with a good, decent effort down in Clonmel the other day on the flat. So Mr. Bossman has to be of some kind of interest. But number one choice there, undoubtedly, is Stonehall Jack.
Race four.
On to the 7.15 then, which is a two-mile maiden hurdle. And to all intents and purposes, this looks a match between the big two in the market, Delta Work and Herminio. I'm going to take Gordon Elliott's charge to put his experience to good use. And indeed, he probably would have won at the first time of asking had Brian Cooper and his horse not had a bit of a disagreement going down to the last. He looked as though he was on a nice long stride, but unfortunately the horse put down and he just got it a bit tight, landed a bit steep and couldn't get away from the hurdle quick enough, and it allowed William Mullins's Royal Hawk to pick his pocket on the running. However, I did like the way this horse rallied under pressure, certainly to suggest that he would have won that day. And like I say, he's got that experience under his belt, which might just enable him to get the better of Amino. Of course, he's having his first run over hurdles for the Willie Mullins stable. So Delta Work, around about the 5-4 mark in the morning, looks a fairly confident choice there in race four.
Race five.
On to the 7.45 then, which is a 3-mile maiden hurdle. Not too many horses putting their hands up here and suggesting they're going to take this contest. So it could well be that Centrewalk finally justifies his tall reputation at a short price. Indeed, he was sent off even money favourite on his debut back in November. But it ended up being a complete and unmitigated disaster as he faded very tamely in the latter stages. There's obviously got to be some kind of issue with this horse because he's a gorgeous looking son of Walk in the Park. He's a real big proper chasing type, proper big unit. And he may have just had a breathing problem because he cut out so quickly. That also, the fact that the tongue tie is on also leads me to believe that that has definitely been the case. Maybe he's had his wind done with. He hasn't been seen out since November. So he comes here fresh. Decent ground, I think, will definitely suit him. And hopefully he should finally get back on track at the main expense of Corjoyo, who's now running up a very consistent sequence of finishing in the frame without winning. So Centrewalk, fairly confident, getting back on track there in the 7.45.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a 3-mile handicap coming up at 8.15. And my best bet on the card here runs in the shape of Nobody Home from the Edward Corley stable. Edward always seems to have a decent record here at this track. Indeed, his stable stalwart, Forever Gold, is always a reliable source around the County Kildare venue. Even though this horse is yet to win a race in 19 starts, his three best career efforts have all come on good ground over the 3-mile trip. Indeed, his last two efforts at Cork certainly suggest he's going to go very close here tonight. That fourth behind Burrow Boy in a very competitive affair has been franked by several horses in that race. And he kept on really well for pressure in the latter stage of his next race behind Jump for Doe. The feature of that contest back on the 5th of May was the very strong pace throughout. Indeed, the final circuit was only bettered by the 2-mile handicap on that card. So I do think that form isn't too shabby in the context of this race. Chris Timmins is on board. I do like Chris. I think he's a decent pilot as well. So around about 7-1 this morning. Fairly solid each way choice there for Nobody Home.
Final race.
On to the final race then, which traditionally, of course, is a bumper. It's over 2 miles and it comes up at 8.45. Narcissistic, he probably sets the standard following his decent efforts at the Fairy House Festival behind Gordon Elliott's Cracking Smart. However, he did look a little bit one pace in the closing stages there, and you might just need something with a bit more toe in this race to come out on top. And it wouldn't surprise me if one of the Unraced Brigade took this. Perhaps Lighthouse Warrior or even Cork Tycoon has been well back this morning. Could be the two to concentrate on here. And of the two, I'll just take a chance at the booking of Jamie Codd is the difference between winning and losing here. I did notice that Jamie rode this Lighthouse Warrior on his debut, which was this time last year. And the fact that he has been booked ahead of several others that Jamie could have ridden in this race has got to be significant. He's by Milan, so the good ground should suit him. And to all records, he was very impressive when he won his point-to-point when we last saw him. So Lighthouse Warrior, bit of a tentative choice, but he's the pick in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again when we're going to be taking a look at tomorrow's card at Clonmel, which the opening race comes up at 5:40. So please do tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.